April is here, and if your windows won't open for fresh air or seal tight to keep out pollen and bugs, then talk to Window Nation. Right now, for every two windows you buy, you'll get two free. There's no limit to how much you can save. Plus, save even more with no interest or payments for 24 months. With proven quality, you'll get affordable windows that meet or beat the national brands. Don't miss out. Call 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com to schedule your free in-home estimate.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink, which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently. Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have The Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get The Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
You're listening to the Go Birds podcast.
It's Go Birds Radio from the beautiful casino sportsbook at Parks Casino. Bet brought to you by Bet Parks Casino and Sportsbook app. Final segment for us here, an extra segment, a bonus segment, SEC championship game coming up after us, Georgia versus LSU. So keep it here. Listen to college football this afternoon. Back to the phones in 1 second. We will get to your calls if you're on the line right now. Quickly, we're not a big shout-outs pod or show or whatever.
I actually think we're pretty big on
that. We do it sometimes. Yeah. More on the pod than on the radio. We do it on the pod a lot. Less so on the radio, but I'll do it here.
Do it.
Even though she won't hear it. Happy 4th birthday tomorrow to my daughter, Zoe, who is turning 4 years old tomorrow. Happy birthday,
no
Zoe.
Yeah. Where you're going with this.
Zoe is going to be 4 tomorrow. It is Zoe's birthday tomorrow. So, you know what? I know she's not listening or anything like that. But if I'm on the radio and it's my daughter's birthday tomorrow, give her a shout.
Well, here's the other part of this. We're in Parks Casino. You have to wonder if the odds makers hear that, how that impacts the line.
It's a great point.
Game.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
I do not think they're going to lose.
They're
on
not losing
birthday.
On Zoe's birthday. Yeah. It's her golden birthday too. December 4th, 4 years old. So like you know, you only get one of those.
Oh,
so.
Is that how that works?
Yeah.
So I guess when I was 2 on November 2nd,
yeah,
that
you
was
didn't
my,
really get to enjoy
didn't
it.
Really
see,
get
I'm
to
September
enjoy
25th,
it.
So I get to remember my 25th.
You remember,
yeah.
Yeah.
So
it'd be cool to have your 20 to be born on the 21st. That's quite the
that's the best golden birthday.
Not to overshadow Zoe's big day.
No, which would be great.
Pretty much an adult.
Dude, 4 years. It's crazy.
It's a lot of years.
A little person. So shout out to Zoe. You're the best and happy birthday. All right, 215. I know. Adorable. All right.
You got to play this for her later. She's older. She'll hear this.
Dan, cut that audio. All right, let's go back to the phones. Let's get as many calls in before we get out of here as we can. Let's go to Middletown and talk to my buddy Tyrone. What up, T?
Hey, James and Elliot, how's it going? Great show today, man.
Thanks for calling in. Really appreciate it.
Oh, yeah. Thanks for taking my call again. So I was thinking about the Eagles with all the fans, I guess, waiting and anticipating the game tomorrow. I think the one difference I see coming up is that we actually have a team that's, like, ready to make a big splash potentially in the playoffs because of their great defense and great running game. And but how do you think, like, this with a player such as, you know, Derrick Henry and also the fact that they can be considered a plotting type of offense because they're not ranked very – they may not be ranked very high in the offensive categories except for the run. If the Eagles can get a lead, and they've been struggling in the last few games because they were heavily favored, and I think that – you think – I want to ask you guys this question because they're coming up against a really tough opponent.
Yeah.
Will they be up for this game and ready to actually show how good they are?
Yeah, I think it's a great point. I think a couple things about it. One, I think Nick has shown in his time here, he is really good at getting them ready to play. I think in the last few years under Doug, they came out sloppy. They came out looking unprepared. They came out unmotivated, I thought, at times. I think Nick does an excellent job getting this team ready. I also think, just from being down at the NovaCare, like the sense I get is, they're like ready to show that they're a tough team too. You know, I think sometimes there's this perception of the Eagles, and I think it's because people perceive their defense as soft, that they're not a physical, tough team. They're very physical and tough at the lines of scrimmage, right? And they have a physical receiver. They have a physical quarterback. Like, they have a lot of physical guys. So I think they are very much up to the challenge of going up against a team that's probably perceived as the toughest in the league and showing that they're just as tough.
And one other thing, Tyrone, I think, too, and we've heard it, you know, we keep playing the Jalen Hurts locker room speeches, and the message has been the same. They're 10-1, and after every win, and obviously the loss, but after every win, it's always been like, we could be better, we could be better, we could be better.
Exactly. This
is, and I do think that mentality is there. It doesn't mean it's always going to happen, but I do think that, you know, I do think that guards against, that general mentality guards against the letdowns more often than not.
Yeah. Well, yeah, and hopefully because it won't be a letdown, hopefully tomorrow, that they'll be pumped. And if they can, I really think that they can get a lead because they were stumbling offensively.
Yeah, I agree with this.
No, this is a big game for that. It's a big game for that, Tyrone. Yeah. Good call, man. Really good call. Yeah, he's right about that. I think, you know, the point about the no turnovers, obviously, but get out in front. You know, don't let them dictate, like the Washington game where they could kind of just run the ball and dictate the game. And I know they scored early in that, the Eagles, but still it was like the game kind of got away from them. You can't just let Tennessee control the pace of the game, and they're not going to be able to do that if they're down.
Now, I 100% agree with that. I do think the Titans are a team where they're not going to get scared out of their game plan.
No doubt.
They know who they are.
Even if they're down 10-0 early, they're not going to stop running the ball.
They've been in those situations. They know what works for them. So I agree.
That's why turnovers are so big, too.
Yeah,
that's how you get them back in the game.
Turnovers decide the game. And also, just speaking of being physical, like being smart with the ball. I think that if you look at these Eagles' turnovers they've had, they are guys coming up and ripping it out of their hands. A.J. Brown, Dallas Goedert, Quez not as much, you know. But, I think turnovers have been a major problem for this offense, and it's going to be huge tomorrow.
Yeah, it really is. It is one of those things where it's almost kind of caught us off guard because they were so elite at that early in the season. Pretty wild that it's been so poor the last few weeks. Go back to the phones. Go to Chester. Look at this. Talk to the GOAT, our guy OG Wade. What up, Wade?
What's up, fellas? How we doing today, man?
What up, OG? It's good to hear
you. Want to get him? He's out here talking about Jalen Hurts. Not a good enough thrower. Just get him. Get him.
First of all, I gotta give a shout out to Zoe. You know what I mean?
Well, thank
Daddy,
you, Wade.
Just put her
my
all
man.
Out there.
My man.
You know, she's famous now.
She got a celebrity shout-out.
Yeah, she's famous.
Yeah, she got a celebrity shout-out. Look at that.
All right.
Hey, listen,
who cares,
man.
What James says, you know?
Yeah.
I've been saying this all week long, and it's like, and y'all too will admit to this. Do you notice that whenever we're going up against a tough opponent, why all the picks have to go to the so-called tough opponent? Why we can't never get the edge on being tough and like, oh, it's a tough game. So whenever there's a tough game, you don't pick the Eagles. Like, we can only win the easy game.
I'm with you, Wade. I think they're going to win this.
Well, let me ask you, do you think that's because, you know,
they haven't played that many
tough
games?
I mean,
I think
the
perception that's probably part of it.
Yeah,
but I mean, they beat the Vikings, they beat the Cowboys, they beat the
I think they're going to win, but I'm just saying why.
My thing is this here, right, is that when you look at the Philadelphia Eagles, our offense and our defense, we make things look too damn easy for real. You know what I'm saying? It's really not a part where you, oh, man, that was a tough play or that was a bang. You know what I mean? But it's because of the leadership that's on this team. There's no panic. There's no, you know what I'm saying? Like, there's no, like, up to the moment of this play got to work or the game's over. You know what I'm saying? We are never in that position. And I think it works against us in a sense because it's like everybody expects us just to come through with it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and they almost don't have to work as hard to get there. Like, so it doesn't seem like they are as putting as tough or as effort, you know, type of thing.
It takes a lot for this team to move. And Elliot, I've been hearing you all week long with your complaint about the offense, which I agree with you by a large part of it. And I would say this here. The reason why the offense looks like it looks right now, because it's the offense that's orchestrated and that's the architect is a 24-year-old kid. You know what I'm saying? This is a college offense. We keep asking Shane Steichen and them to be more creative. They can't because they don't really know the damn offense.
I think it takes time for a quarterback to get to the point. I think Jalen's made huge leaps, though, in terms of understanding the offense, in terms of processing, in terms of making quick decisions, decisions.
I'm saying it's different. I'm saying the opposite.
Yeah,
I'm saying that Jalen knows the offense.
Yeah.
Steichen and Sirianni is the one that's playing catch up with this offense.
Because they haven't had the experience. I don't think that's necessarily true. Honestly, I think the biggest reason the offense has stalled recently is no Goddard. Like, I know that's like the simple, like, Occam's razor obvious thing, but I think that's been the biggest issue.
Isn't that concerning, though? That's valid, though.
What do you mean? He's like the most important player on the team other than Hurts. But it's because of who's after him and what he does.
Right.
It's that he is a... Yeah, of course, but that's with every team.
Well,
like,
they better hope he's just
how about this? Yeah. How about this? How good will the Chiefs be if they lose Travis Kelce? Would that be a big issue
for
them?
That would be a concern.
Right,
yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And Goddard, in what he does, he's not as good a receiver as Kelce, but in terms of all around, he probably does more than Kelce does. So, you know...
You know what I would like to see, though, and we're probably not going to see it? I would love to see Britton Covey put in the slot and just
I would like to see him not on the team.
Because I think it would help. It would.
I think Quest is pretty good there. I'm not too worried about it.
If you look at Britton Covey's contribution, right, he's not fumbling the ball. He's making good decisions and fielding the ball.
I don't see lanes.
I don't see no lanes for him to run through.
Wait.
I think our special teams coordinator made one guy miss.
I just wait, give me one guy. I want to make one dude miss. Wade, great call as always. We love you, buddy. Great call.
I mean, I do think
when Wade goes down to Britton Covey, he should play slot.
I would not put Covey on offense as like intentional. But I do think I agree with him to an extent.
Look, he hasn't been horrible. He hasn't one time he almost fumbled and got on it, but other than that, he has been fine. But, like, he hasn't been good. He hasn't been like, oh, now I want to give him more opportunities.
Yeah.
Like, if anything, I'm at the point where I would just move on from Britton Covey.
Can I say something really quick?
Go for it, of course. It's your show.
It's your show.
It's our show.
It's your show. Ready? Do not put starters on special teams tomorrow. Do not overreact. I don't want to see TJ Edwards out there. I don't want to see Devontae returning punts. I don't want to see Marcus Epps out there. Do not overreact. Look, the special teams are struggling. You know what would matter way more to this team?
If
Devontae gets hurt on special teams.
I'm fine with
it. If TJ gets hurt, get covered.
Look, I think you can do some things like in terms of like, look, I mean, Malcolm Jenkins played every
I didn't like that.
Yeah, I don't necessarily agree with that. I think players can protect their bodies and be smart while still helping out on special teams. But I will say in terms of the specific to the punt return thing, I'm fine with Devontae returning punts in the playoffs. I'm not doing it before.
I'm not, because then he didn't do it all year.
Whatever. How hard is it? Catch the ball and run. Like, what are we talking about?
Well, I mean, I don't know.
Catch, run.
Yeah, all right.
Make a guy miss, Britton. All right, let's go to Glenside and talk to Mark. Hey, Mark.
Hey. I have two things. First, y'all been talking about the passing game and the concerns about the passing game the whole game. And I'm a little bit confused. I wonder, Elliot, especially, if you could be a little bit more analytical about what the concern is. Is the concern that they won't use the passing game and why, or that they'll use the passing game and it won't work because of Jalen or the receivers or because Dallas is gone or ball security, whatever? Second thing is, how about Aaron Sippus as soccer?
He's a kicker. He's not very good at it, though, sadly.
Well, I think he's... This is another good example.
Jake Elliott could play soccer because he's good at everything. But,
well, yeah. Jake Elliott, too, yeah.
Okay, but...
You hate that Jake Elliott's a great athlete.
He's not the best athlete on the team.
He's not the best quote-unquote athlete on the team, but he's the best game player. He's the best baseball player. He's the best golfer. He's the best all these, like, games.
Maybe.
He's the only guy who hit a home run in that softball
right? For 3 years, he's living off this home run in the softball tournament.
He's also a scratch golfer, dude. He's a scratch golfer. Do you know how impressive that is? Whatever. And
he's got more time.
He's not winning a foot race with whoever, you know, Quez or
something. Or any, like, real sport. Yeah. But, like... Okay, but to your first question... What's my I guess analytical concern? My concern is that there's been times where it's worked when they've needed to, but I feel over the past month when they've tried to throw the ball, it's not been as impressive as they did in the first seven games of the season. So ultimately, it's not that they're not using it. I'm okay. Look, ultimately, on a macro-ish scale, I guess if they have to run the ball 40 times to win the game, like, do it, right? I just don't believe that they're gonna be able to win in the playoffs that way. So my concern is when they've passed the ball, I don't think it's looked as impressive.
Yeah. I don't know if you noticed this, but it seems to me like Jalen's coming out of the pocket again.
He's running it a little more.
Yeah, but again, I do think that, I don't think it is directly coincided with the Goddard thing. Like, and I don't, again, I understand, like, not ideal that Dallas Goddard is that important to your offense, but facts, it is what it is. Like, he's that important to their offense.
Well, but I guess the concern for me would be, and I think he'll come back and be the same player because of the nature of the injury. My concern would be, that if what if he's not? Like, so you're right. If the Chiefs lost Travis Kelce.
All these teams, exactly. Chiefs lost Travis
Kelce. But they didn't lose Travis Kelce. We're talking about a real thing here.
If Dallas lost CeeDee Lamb.
Yeah, like, but those things didn't happen. We're talking about a real situation here.
Dallas Goedert is not playing.
That's what I mean, right? I'm saying if we went into a three-team race, right, with Dallas, the Chiefs, and the Eagles, and they all lost, you know, Goddard, CeeDee, Travis Kelce. You're right. That would impact all of them. Point I'm making is, of the examples you just gave, only one of them is actually missing. And I know he's going to come
back. But he's going to come back. If he weren't coming back, I wouldn't be making the – I wouldn't be like, it could get better because of that.
And look, I think the hope is when he comes back, he's the same player he was. Though I'm just saying, he's missing time with a serious injury. Like,
sure.
Yeah, I would like to see the passing game be able to work.
All I know is he's
going to
come back. Ideally, sure, but when we're talking about why it hasn't been as effective, it's silly not to point out that this guy hasn't been here and that he could come back and it could go back to what it was.
Yeah, it could. Could not.
Mark, good call, man. Keep him coming. 215-592-9494. We got about 10 more minutes to go. If you want to get in, a few open lines. Let's go to Adam in Haddon Heights. What up, Adam?
Hey, how you living, guys?
What's up, Adam? How you doing?
Doing well, man. I look forward
living
to
living large, Adam Dasker. Answer your
large.
Question.
Yeah, absolutely. Buddy. Yeah, so I did have a little bit of a concern. Obviously, I know you guys are also concerned about the run-pass split heading into the playoffs, but I don't think that looking at this team's schedule throughout the year, that's something that we should really be worried about. And I also think we're kind of neglecting to account for what the weather is going to look like in January in Philadelphia.
I said this on the pod.
I really hate this. But it's true.
There's a reason that it's an advantage.
Were they just lucky they played in Tampa last year? Like, at the end of the day, I guess you need to be able to run the ball in January and February.
Okay.
There is something to be said, though, because the Eagles are going to be the number one team. We're not going to Tampa this year.
Yeah, they're coming to Philly.
And it's going to be miserable. It's going to be cold. It might be raining. You might not be able to run the ball effectively, but if you pass the ball.
So is the offense going to be built around the hope of rain? Are we going to be like
It's a fact of life that it's more likely than not going to be cold and potentially gross, but certainly cold when the Eagles are playing their home playoff games. Like, that's a fact of the situation.
I get that.
Right, and historically it is more difficult to pass in the cold. But also, another thing, let's look at even the Jaguars game from earlier this year, right? The Eagles go down 14-0. They didn't pass their way back into that game. They ran their way back into that game.
Yeah.
They ran four touchdowns. They can effectively control a game even when you're behind. How many teams in the league are running their way back into games and winning from behind?
I guess would maybe be the Titans, but I don't know. That's a good question. How many teams are you saying are falling behind?
He's saying not
early?
Many.
And running their way out of deficit. Yeah,
no other teams are really doing that at the same rate. Eagles, I mean, obviously it's not really a huge database to pull from, but if we look at a brutal game in the rain, terrible conditions to run with, the Eagles are down 14-0. It's a condition that we can compare to what we're going to be looking at in the playoffs with bad passing conditions, with a deficit against a team that is hungry to come in and get a win. That's going to be, I think, a reason to pull from this idea that running heavy and being a run-first offense with the line that we have, being able to control the clock, heading into the playoffs, this is a team that I wouldn't, if it was, you know, if we hadn't come from behind, if we weren't able to manufacture points with the run, even at a deficit, if we weren't able to control the clock in that way, we've only lost one game this year against the Redskins, and that's one of two games that we passed more than we ran.
That's an interesting stat. Yeah. I mean, now it's because they have leads at the end and all that, but Adam, really good call, man. Keep these calls coming.
I mean, again, like, I'm not saying it's a negative that they're good at running the ball. I obviously know that if the playoff time comes and it's raining and it's windy, the fact that they can run will be an advantage. It's why I think they're going to the Super Bowl, is that I do think they're a very good team. But I also think, like, at the beginning of the year, and if we're all removing the Eagles from the conversation, we do agree that the best way to run offense and to be the most effective offense is to pass the ball. And so when that area of the team is struggling, I'd prefer to say, well, I think they can turn it around,
but
as opposed to, well, the good news is it might
point,
be cold in January.
But it's not just that. It's all relative, right? First of all, relative to the year in the NFL this year where people are running the ball more and offenses have trended more towards that than any year in recent years. But and then on top of that, it's also relative in the sense that when you're talking about, it's not like the passing game has been horrible.
No, I know.
It's not,
well,
so like,
although,
if you are the best running team in the league and even a solid passing team, and the Eagles have been very good at it for like we talked about the early portions, let's say average or whatever, the last 3-4 games, whatever you want to say, solid, average, whatever, like, that's a great offense still. Like, it's all relative in that sense.
Yeah, and if they can pass the ball, I agree, they're a great offense.
215-592-9494. Let's go to Mount Airy and talk to Maurice. What up, Mo?
Yeah, how you doing? How you doing?
What up?
You know, I listen to Elliot quite a bit. And I'm not concerned about their passing game. Okay. I mean, I've watched some of the games that I mean, look how many balls were dropped. How many balls got called back because of penalties?
Yep.
So legal man down. They were hit, right?
But to be fair, that is part of the passing game. I mean, the passing game is not just – but to be fair, like, that is part of the passing game, catching the ball, running the plays right. Like, I get your point that, in my opinion, the problem with the passing offense is not Jalen's accuracy. I think Jalen has been very accurate with the ball. But the things that you just brought up and other people have, drops, the fumbles, the illegal man down the field, like, those things all play a factor into how their passing offense is working.
That's true. But what I want to know is, can my quarterback put it where it should be? And if he's doing that,
he can do that.
Those guys that we have on our team are capable of catching that pass. That's to me is what's really important.
Especially when
let me just finish this point.
Go ahead, Mo.
The second thing is this: I watched the Titans game against Cincinnati. I think twice this week. And I want to tell you something. I don't know if Henry's the same person I've been watching for a while.
Yeah, he's definitely not. He's not the Derrick Henry from the last few years. He is not that same guy right now. He's had a lot of miles put on.
Yeah, right. And I mean, you know, I'm not. I'm with.
Well, I think the no AJ Brown hurts him too. They don't have other options.
I want to win tomorrow. That's what I want to do. I want to win tomorrow. Mm-hmm. I worry about the pass later on. I want to win tomorrow. That's what I'm my concern about. I want to have that number one spot where they come to us for us to play ball on. But I'm not concerned about whether or not how we pass in the ball. If we're winning by running, we're winning by running. And we pass enough to win. I mean, last week we ran 300-some yards. That was great. But we also, you must have forgot about the pass to Quiz Watkins. That was a pretty good pass.
Yeah, no, that was an excellent pass by Jalen, no question about it. And ultimately, winning is most important tomorrow. But I just think, like, going into the stretch run of the playoffs.
And let me ask this last question. And who did they play? I mean, we talking about them like they – so who really did they play? Who did Titans really – they play that they're this team?
They haven't had that many great wins. Yeah. They played the Chiefs and – good call, Mo.
Their best game of the year was probably a loss.
The two losses. It's probably the Bengals loss and the Chiefs loss. Their best wins, like they beat Washington – you know, it's pretty like they beat the Packers, which isn't really an impressive
win. You brought this up a lot, and I think it's a great point. Like, there really are no great, like, how many teams are like great wins? I think beating the Eagles is a great win.
Yep, Chiefs.
Beating the Chiefs is a great win.
Bills,
I
maybe.
Still think the Bills, maybe.
But less so now.
Yeah,
you know,
exactly.
I've seen it happen.
Like, maybe
and
at this point,
Detroit almost beating them and all that, you know?
Like, maybe the Cowboys just because they're playing well. So to Maurice's point and to piggyback off what you've said, like, there's really no teams that have, like, this amazing resume because no teams play the Chiefs, Bills, and Eagles all in the same year and, you know, like, every other week.
No, it's exactly right. You
know, everyone's playing. If anything, the Eagles play in arguably the best division of football. Every team in
I guess the two Easts have been, but in terms of like, there's only one division where all the teams would be playoff.
They're all in the playoffs right now. So
the only division with now that New England lost the other night, the only division with everyone over 500.
Yeah. So I my concern is not the Eagles' schedule. I am interested to see them in the playoffs in that spot against, you know, a team coming off a playoff win because I do believe they will have the number one seed. Of course, I'm interested in seeing them on that stage, but I also do believe that this team is not a product of the schedule. I think the team is good because they're a good team.
Yeah, I think they're just a talented, good team. They're well coached, and I think they have the right mentality, and Hurts is a leader and all that stuff. And he's been great. Hurts has been great. You know,
he's probably the MVP of the league.
Yes, him or Mahomes. Like, it's like a clear top two, I would say, for the MVP. I guess, would be kind of a step down.
Real quick, because I know we unfortunately have to get out of here soon. But, I do think, like, when you look at MVP and where it's at, of course, Jalen should get the vote. It'll be interesting if Mahomes gets it, though, because he probably
I think as of right now, it would be Mahomes. But look, see how the season finishes out, final records and all that. All right. This is a blast.
Always is.
Always is.
Always
a little extra
is.
Go Birds Radio. Thank you to Dan Wilson doing a great job back in the studio. Thank you to Tahir Hood crushing it on site. Thank you to Park Sportsbook for having us out to watch the game today. And then, of course, to do the show. We will be back here next week. Check out our pods after the game. Again, of course, listen to Eagles-Titans here tomorrow. And keep it here next. SEC Championship, Georgia-LSU's coming up next. We'll talk to you guys next week.